Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Friday brings a warning from President Trump, a, quote, major conflict as a nuclear test looms. The president praised the Chinese president for efforts to resolve the dispute with the North, but cautioned that such diplomatic efforts might fail. I hope he's rational, Mr. Trump said, of North Korea's leader, of course, Kim Jong-un.
Well, you know, David, there are official channels and unofficial channels. We're being told now that the president is not going to go to war with North Korea. On the other hand, there are these symbols that people think are bellicose, the idea that you're sending a task force, a naval task force, into the waters, or that you're talking about how important this relationship or negative relationship is to the world. And of course, if this madman continues to set off nuclear explosions, I suppose whether it's a Democratic president or a Republican president, patience will have its endpoint. Now, the Chinese are interesting in all of this because they've made it quite clear to Trump that he may be going too far. And I think that that's a very important thing. The Chinese have a great deal to lose if the relationship with the United States breaks down, if there's some kind of war. Their economy is booming compared to the United States. It's up several percent every year. And the last thing that they want is a war that everybody loses in. So you can be sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing with the North Koreans. But there is a real question as to whether they do have the kind of sway that most people, including Trump, seem to say that they have.
As that complex international diplomacy goes on, we were witness to an Oval Office interview the president did with Reuters, Alan, where he said, quote, I love my previous life. I had so many things going. The president said, this is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I do remember, and you do too, David, when Mario Cuomo stopped being governor and right. Been defeated by George Pataki, he decided he had to learn how to drive on the day that he came to give his now famous valedictory talk at WAMC. And I'll never forget the screech as the car pulled up across the road and the white-faced police woman got out of the car. So, yeah, it's harder than he thought. Of all the stupid things he could say, that's right up there. It's the hardest job in the world. And you see Barack Obama, who came in with basically black hair and ends up with a lot of salt and pepper on his head. This takes a tremendous toll. Can you imagine getting up every morning and getting briefed on every hot spot around the world and knowing that you're the person with the finger on the nuclear button? It's extraordinarily difficult. Yes, we don't know what his previous life was like. We know what he said to Howard Stern in that famous talk in which he talked about grabbing women by their genitals. Maybe that's the life he was referring to. But yes, it's harder, Mr. President, and we're so sorry for you. But you asked for the job. You got it. You lost the popular vote. You won the Electoral College. And you tried to bring in a radical agenda, which even the Republicans in your own party are saying no to. No, Mr. President, we will not deprive 21 million people of health care. And they're having massive splits within the Republican Party now by people who are coming from split districts with Democrats and Republicans who are saying at least 15 of them out of the 22 that Ryan needs. If he loses 22, he's done. So they're not bringing up the vote. You know why? Because they can't make it. That's why. So for him to say, hey, this is tougher than I thought. Yeah, we're all so much in sympathy that it's tougher than you thought, Mr. President.
Meantime, the marches and protests continue. We'll see on Monday, May 1st, May Day, where around the world union members traditionally march for workers' rights. Immigrant groups and their allies will join forces to carry out marches and rallies and protests in cities nationwide, including New York, Alan.
Well, David, it's a lot of courage to do that, especially if you are here without the necessary papers. And to show your face, you can be sure with electronics and everything we've got now that there are going to be people taking pictures of every bit of it. And would anybody be surprised to see retribution for the American right to march taken on some of these people? I wouldn't. So this is where the rubber hits the road, and this is where people who are in sympathy but who don't face the same consequences ought to be active. This is an opportunity for the unions, who are now unpopular with many Americans, lowest union representation or sign-ups in many years. This is a time when unions can bring back the kind of fervor and decency and activity that they once had.